Light 100.5 WRCH, it's telling me something good about Connecticut.
All right, did you know that more than 30 million Americans have diabetes? That's almost 10% of the entire country. If you know someone with diabetes, chances are you've seen them prick their finger to get a drop of blood to check their blood sugar level. Most people with diabetes have had to prick their fingers multiple times a day to manage their diabetes. But now there's a Connecticut company that's developing something to make their lives a little easier. This company is called Bioresis, and they are developing a device called the GlucoWizard. It's a sensor that continuously monitors blood sugar and transmits information to your smartphone, computer, or another connected device. Now, here's the cool part, the really cool part. The GlucoWizard is about a half a millimeter in diameter, and it can be implanted beneath the skin with just a needle.
Oh, that's awesome.
So simple. Two UConn professors founded Bioresis, and their company is housed at the UConn Technology Incubator. They've received grants and investments from places like the National Science Foundation, the National Institutes of Health, Connecticut Innovations, and even the U.S. Army.
Hmm.
If you have diabetes or know someone who does, you're going to agree that this story is one more very exciting thing coming from Connecticut. If one of your New Year's resolutions is to be more active, then Connecticut has got you covered. The temps may be cooler, but there are still plenty of ways to be active, both indoors and out this winter. Here's a couple destinations for you to consider. Chelsea Piers, Connecticut, in Stamford is a 400,000-square-foot indoor sports complex, two ice rinks, an Olympic-sized pool, turf field, batting cages, basketball, volleyball courts, and more. There's also It Adventure Ropes Course in New Haven.
Been there, seen that.
Yeah. Sports Center of Connecticut in Shelton and Connecticut Sportsplex in North Branford. Now, White Memorial Conservation Center in Litchfield features 40 miles of trails, and they're hosting an educational walk on tree identification this Saturday, plus other activities as well. You can go through events at White Memorial throughout the winter season. There's over 60 state parks in Connecticut. Many of those are open throughout the entire season as well. And, of course, there's Ski Sundown in New Hartford, Mount Southington in Southington, Mohawk in Cornwall, and Powder Ridge Mountain Park and Resort in Middlefield if you're looking to hit the slopes this winter. Then there's Central Rock Gym in Glastonbury, where you can challenge yourself to indoor rock climb on walls reaching up to 40 feet high or on one of its one-of-a-kind double-arched lead wall. So this is craziness. There's Ascent Climbing in East Haven, which offers introductory lessons on ice climbing throughout the winter.
Wow, ice climbing.
Right. So stick with your resolutions this year by taking advantage of all the active adventures you can find right here in the Nutmeg State. Now, it's January. That means we have a new prize pack up for grabs. But before I tell you what it is, I want to find out who is our December winner.
That's right. Congratulations to Nathan Zeigel. He is from Ivoryton, Connecticut. He picks up the December CT Visit prize pack, which included the $50 Painted by the Shore do-it-yourself painting kit. So you get to put together wine glasses or beer glasses. You paint them yourselves. You also got the Connecticut-themed pillow and tote and T-shirt. So congratulations to Nathan.
All right. Nathan may be the winner for December, but you could win January's CT Visit prize pack, which includes a total of 6 tickets to 3 different shows at the Guard Arts Center in London.
Awesome.
The Guard Arts Center is Southeastern Connecticut's nonprofit center for performing arts, film, and education, and it's home to the nationally recognized restored 1,400-seat Guard Theater. The winner of this prize pack will get 2 tickets to each of the following shows: Monty Python's Spam-a-lot.
Spam!
That's happening
on
February 16th. Lyle Lovett and John Hyatt, two amazing songwriters. That show's happening on March 3rd. And the Joke's on Us tour, April 4th. That features Grammy Award-winning stand-up comedian Louis Black. The prize winner is also going to get 2 cinema series passes to the Guard Arts Center. That's good for a screening of each film at the Atlantic Broadband 2019 Winter Cinema Series and some Connecticut Still Revolutionary swag as well. Just head on over to WRCH.com. Click on contests and get yourself entered to win.